Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
I said no. I said we need our buddy.
Go ahead.
No,
go
no,
ahead.
no.
I'll hang up.
No, I got to talk to you anyway. I got to find out about this food saver crap that you're posting on Facebook. That's why I was like, oh, my God, I got to find out what this whole deal is. What are you doing now? He's not going to answer.
That's not, first of all, it's not crap. I bought a food saver so that I can not have to worry about wrapping things in plastic and wrapping things in foil and worrying about freezer burn 3 weeks after I wrap it. It's a food saver.
Well, yeah, but do you actually eat that much to where you have to store things away and vacuum pack it?
Well, yeah, the food saver vacuum packs everything.
You know, I
and
think
you can
Lizzie,
even
my
use it to
Lizzie
marinade.
Yeah. Well, it's a hot,
I think my
it's
cousin
high...
Lizzie had one of them.
Yeah, but I can understand he got a big family, but it's him and his wife. And I mean, it's just, I saw it posted. It's a cool-looking machine, but I've been
it
in
really
the packaging
is.
Business for 30 years, so I just wonder, are you planning
okay,
on, like, are you
I'll
storing up
you,
the,
I'll
wait, are you storing
you
up at the
what.
End of the world, or what?
I'll tell you why. Because
okay.
We live in such a freaking obese, obsessed world that
you
when you go to Costco now, they'll come two chicken breasts packed to a package. They come three chicken breasts packed to a package. There are two of us in this house.
Yeah.
What is the purpose of buying bulk meat that's supposed to be more individually packed when then I've got to reopen it and repackage it anyway? So I bought a food saver because I'm going to have to do it anyway. And I'm not going to buy bulk meat anymore. I'll buy it when it's on sale somewhere else in larger
right.
quantity
and
all put
right.
it in the food
well,
saver.
I thought, so you, in a way I was correct. I told Laura, I said, I think you're doing it for portion control. So would that be the proper terminology of why you're using this?
It has something to do with portion control. But when, you know, when the chicken breasts at Costco are, all right, and here's where you're so wrong about me. You think that I'm going to become this non-GMO vegan person
yeah.
that's not going to eat inflated chicken breasts. The
yeah.
chicken breasts are so big, we have to share one. And that was before any portion control. So
we don't
why am I going
to
open up
I
a package
like
of two chicken breasts and then have to maybe make one tomorrow? Well, maybe I don't want to eat chicken tomorrow. Maybe I want to eat steak tomorrow.
Well, you hear
so,
what Laurie said? We don't shop at Costco. We just buy enough for what we need for the week, and we don't have to go out and buy a $400 machine and the $12 bags that you put them in. I was just, I'm just wondering, you got really cranky
you.
On this new diet.
I'm so happy for you.
Hey, Brian, guess what I'm drinking, though? And it's part of my food news with the low carbs later when I get to do my food news. Silk almond milk, the unsweetened. I was telling you about that. I think I talked about that last week. I told you it was delicious. So I'm drinking it for you tonight.
You don't have to drink it for me.
No, I mean, like,
I wouldn't drink that stuff.
Oh, man,
stuff.
He is grumpy.
It is
pretty
chilled. And yeah, he's kind of grumpy out.
He is
kind of
grumpy. I don't know. I think it's
my
that new diet he's on. He needs more bacon. Oops, I said the word bacon, Brian.
You know what? I told you I'm not going to argue with you anymore. You win. I don't care. The show's going to be so boring now because I have such a boring, mundane life.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I'm not going to argue with you anymore. So I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do. I just don't know what you're going to do.
I'm just going to sit back and laugh at you like I usually do. By the way, you noticed that the
fine,
name
laugh.
Of the show,
laugh, clown, laugh.
Duck, goose. Did you? Now I got to ask you, why were you so upset about me putting skewers in my duck on Facebook when I cooked them on the grill?
because I just was giving a shit, like I usually do.
You want to hear the weird thing, Brian? He was looking for the twine, and he's in there. He goes, I guess we're out of twine. I said, I'll put it on the list because I have this weird thing. As soon as we run out of something, I have to run over and put it on the list because I'll forget.
Yes,
if I don't do it in that second, I mean, I'll go halfway around the house and put it on the list. I'm like, oh, I'll forget it. So I added it to the list, and then he posts it, and he goes, do you believe he goes, Brian said something? I said, oh, that's funny. So, we were out of twine.
I thought it was ingenious because we didn't have any baker's twine available at the moment. So I
I want to ask you why you used skewers underneath that duck. How did you stuff that duck? Did you cut the backbone?
No,
it was already done for us.
It was already done for us. It was brought to us. It was like a... It was like a catcher's mitt the way they had done it, but it was like a big opening.
True.
And it was completely split open, and I stuffed it with celery and peppers, and then
carrots,
I thought, well, how am I gonna close this sucker? But yeah, it was completely sliced, so it was open all the way around. So it wasn't your typical way that people do chicken or turkey or duck. So yeah, so I had to figure out a way to close it up because otherwise all the stuff would fall out on the grill.
All right, here's a cooking tip for all you children out there.
They make
these silicone bands that you can actually reuse, like butcher's twine, that maybe instead of going around trying to find the butcher's twine that you didn't have, you might go look for them. And then you
What difference does it make? I didn't have either one of them at the moment. So
well,
I had
what I'm
skewer.
Saying is that if you bought those, you wouldn't have to worry about not having butcher's twine.
Okay. Anyway, the duck was interesting. I guess they were mallard ducks or sea ducks. I don't know what they were, but there weren't a lot of meat on those little guys. So you remember the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation when they had the turkey? And then he cut it open, and it was kind of dry. They were a little on the dry side, and they were a little bit tough, but they tasted good, but they literally was mostly bone. So next time I get a couple of ducks like that, I'm going to make duck soup and boil them in a pot because it wasn't worth all the trouble. It was funny when I handed it out to everybody. They're like, well, how are we supposed to eat this? I said, just gnaw on the bone, for God's sake.
Well, they didn't have the fat that you would have in a duck.
Right. And Brian, you just said it because when our neighbor delivered them, that's the first thing I said to Grill. I said, there's not a lot of fat on these things. I'm like, I don't know what you're going to do with it, but there's not a lot of fat on this duck. So,
and I'll tell you,
for
me, the best way to have duck is to like sear that skin really hard and let the fat render, and then have it like medium rare.
Yeah, it didn't turn out. I mean, they didn't taste gamey, which I soaked them in salt and lemon juice, water, and lime juice for about 3 hours, and they actually had a really good taste. You wouldn't have known you're eating duck, but then again, now this is one I'll agree with you. That was probably as close to armadillo as you can get.
I was just about to say, I was right. I was right. At least I'm right about something.
Yeah. Now, how is your new diet coming along?
It is what it is. I'm just cutting things back. I am not changing who I am. I'm just cutting things back.
You're changing who you are. You're grumpy. That's what you are. Anyway, hey, Lauren, we're going to go right straight to your your earth-shattering... mind-boggling news that you were talking about last week with the new trends in the food market, because I know we can't wait to hear the end of that story.
I thought you wanted me to do the low carb article.
Well, you can do either one. Since you're the food news girl, choose whatever you would like.
Good. Well, I chose this one for Brian because I know he's on the low carb, and so I Googled this, and I thought it was pretty interesting stuff. So here we go. This is the ultimate list of low-carb foods, and it says, if you're looking to get healthy and watching your waistline, here are the best low-carbohydrate foods. Carbohydrates have long been a gray area for the physique-minded individual. And on the other hand, you need carbs in your diet to provide the energy necessary to fuel an intense workout. Go overboard, however, and you can easily end up with a midsection that's a few cans short of a six-pack. Low energy, a gut, and lackluster muscle growth are telltale signs that you have become too chummy with pastas, cereal, and other carb-heavy grub. Now, this is not. This is just in general most people. This is not, you know, I'm just saying this is most people. And without question, any stroll through the supermarket can be madness as you try to steer your cart away from the deluge of food saturated with the refined carbs and simple sugars at the expense of muscle-building protein. Here is the key to winning the war on flab. It's knowing where to turn for low-carb foods that are still chock-full of what transforms your physique, namely protein, vitaminerals and vitamins, and less hazardous, unrefined, complex carbs. This is really interesting. Low-carb vegetables, zucchini. Zucchini is a great vegetable to have on hand to trim the carbs from your diet. And when you cut them into noodle-like strands using a serrated vegetable peeler, zucchini becomes a wonderful tender substitute for carbohydrate-dense spaghetti. That's a great base for your meat sauce. Didn't you just show something recently, Brian, with zucchini? It was like sliced...
I don't know. I had zucchini tonight in my dinner. I made ratatouille, which is
really?
Zucchini and grill's favorite vegetable eggplant.
Yeah.
Yay.
No, I thought something just the other day you had something laying on plate, and it was like a fan of yellow. I thought it was the zucchini, like laid across. Anyway, I saw that. And
he doesn't know. Go to the next one.
While zucchini is not often considered the, quote, superfood, it does harbor a range of essential nutrients, which include vitamin B6, potassium, magnesium, and vitamin C. Here's our favorite, and we had it last night, cauliflower. There's
yes.
a very good reason why cauliflower has been dubbed, quote, the skinny starch. Once cooked, cauliflower's unique texture can be used as low-carb alternatives for mashed potatoes, and minus those spuds, you'll save 23 grams of carbs in one serving. And cauliflower delivers a wallop of antioxidants.
All right, wait. I'm going to stop you there. You said one serving. We're talking
mm-hmm.
about brilliant now. One serving is probably three cauliflowers.
No, it's not. It's only two,
no.
for God's sake.
We actually just served one. It was a real big one yesterday, and there was eight of us.
Well, you know what I did with cauliflower the other day?
What?
I blanched it. And then I put it in my potato ricer, and I made it look like rice.
Well, that's what they say you can do. And you just took my next sentence. It says, what you can do is pulverize a whole raw head in the food processor and use it as a substitute for couscous or rice.
There you go. I thought he was going to say he added bacon to it, but he didn't.
Well.
No.
Mushrooms.
And you know what?
I'm
going to put an end to the bacon.
No, you're not.
I am not a bacon hater. And I'm not cutting out bacon for the sake of my diet. I'm just not obsessed with bacon like you are.
All right,
so,
Laurie. Stop.
There.
Stop, Laurie.
If
okay, I was waiting for this. All right, Mr. Healthy Man. You ready for this? How many carbs are in a slice of bacon?
I don't give a crap how many carbs are in a slice of bacon.
Well, let me tell
you.
That has
nothing to do with your obsession of bacon. And you know what? I'm honestly, if this is all we're going to talk about is bacon, then you need to find another sidekick.
All right, goodbye. See
you. We're not going to talk about bacon, and we're not going to talk about McDonald's.
He hung up.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did. 0.1 grams of carbs are in bacon. 46 calories are in a slice of bacon. 3.6 grams of fat are in bacon, which is only 5% of your daily requirement, zero trans fat. There is sodium is the only thing that's kind of high. It's 196 milligrams, which is 8% of your daily requirement. Potassium has 48 milligrams. Protein, 3.1 grams in one slice of bacon. And actually, you can eat 10 pieces of bacon a day and only have 50% of the fat that's required on a daily basis. So bacon's not as bad as he tends to want to argue about. But I guess we lost our sidekick, Lori.
Oh, my goodness. Brian, call back. This is crazy.
he's a grump. Continue with your story. What other things do we have?
I just think it's interesting because you can, I remember he was saying, like, you know, he had to go on a low-carb diet, and now he has to think about all the, you know, foods, you know, and I said that's why I did this for him, because I thought there's a lot more out there, like, when you have to, like, start thinking about it, it's much easier than it's, you know, than it seems to be when you first, like, get overwhelmed, like, oh, my God, I've got to start looking at everything low-carb, but mushrooms, and I made them last night. They were delicious. I baked them. How long did I bake them for? Maybe, like, 20 minutes. I bought the button mushrooms.
Yep.
I baked them, and I popped out the middle, and I put some kind of like a feta cheese and a little cheddar cheese, and then just put them in for just like a minute to melt it. And I then put a little bit of olive oil and some spices on it, and they were gone. It was like...
Yeah, what was that What was that cheese you had on there? What was it called? Do you remember?
I can go in the refrigerator and look at it.
Anyway.
It was some kind of like a feta mozzarella. It was like a mozzarella texture. It was a Walmart, you know, it was in a Walmart section in the cheese section of the Walmart. But it was really good. It's like a crumbly cheese. So it had a good flavor. But yeah, that was a nice little appetizer for everybody when they got here. So
Laurie, Brian's back.
Yes.
Brian's back, Laurie.
Yay.
I think he's back.
Brian.
His phone is lit up. Hello, Brian.
Are we done
you.
With bacon?
Yes, we're done. I was talking about mushrooms.
No, I'm not, but we are right now, yes.
Yeah, but this is a team. It's not just about if Grill makes you mad, you can't leave me. You're my buddy.
Look, the point is we have a show, and if he wants the show to be all about bacon, then let's call it the Bacon Hour.
I'm thinking about it. I'm actually thinking about it just because it takes you
not.
Off. The Grand Ideas
not.
Bacon Hour. It's actually, it'd be the Bacon 45 Minutes, but yeah, I kind of like that name.
I mean, plus it's not, the world is not about bacon. I'm sorry.
Yes.
And I love bacon just like everybody else does. But the world, there's so much more of a world out there, and it's not about bacon. It's about the story that Lori's reading, because, yeah, there are a lot of people out there that are watching carbs.
Yep.
Including me.
Hey,
yep.
Brian, are all prunes plums?
Are what?
Oh, this was interesting.
All prunes, are they plums?
How am I supposed to know?
Well, I thought this was very interesting. Plus, I'm trying to get you off this whole bacon story, but all prunes are plums. But did you know that not all plums are prunes?
Well, unless you dry them.
Yep. Actually, no, this is true. Prune plum varieties have very high sugar content that enable them to be dried without fermenting while still containing the pits. So all prunes are plums, but not all plums are prunes. And speaking of prunes, you
That's
are in a pruny mood.
That's a great trivia question.
You're definitely
That's
a pruny mood. Go ahead, Laurie. I won't say bacon. I won't say bacon again tonight because it upsets him so. So go ahead, Laurie.
I don't know, Brian. Did you hear the mushroom part I talked about? Not that I would repeat it to the listeners,
no,
but mushrooms.
He left. He can listen to the replay. Go to the next one.
I'll listen to the replay like we tell everybody else.
That's what I said, exactly, but mushrooms were up there. Celery is made up of 95% water, so it's no surprise that there's a dearth of carbohydrates. Slice and add them to salads, or simply smear on some nut butter for a snack that's big on nutrition, but low in the six-pack killing processed carbs. Selly is a good way to obtain an extra dose of vitamin K, which is very good, that can bolster bone strength. Cherry tomatoes. Cherry tomatoes are a convenient way to bolster the nutritional firepower of your diet without serious carbohydrate backlash. Put them in your mouth for a sweet snack or toss a pint with a bit of oil and bake them in an oven at 400 degrees until tender for roasted flavor bombs. You know, that's nice. That's true. Like a little, you just kind of roast them. That's a little nice appy too. Spaghetti squash. Think of spaghetti squash as Mother Nature's low-carb answer to the pasta. The benevolent gourd delivers notable amounts of vitamin C, a nutrient shown to help reduce muscle soreness and oxidative damage following intense workouts. Other low-carb veggies, radishes, asparagus, bok choy, I know you always have this stuff, broccoli, spinach, arugula, bell peppers, and watercress. Low-carb fruits, apricots, avocado, yes, we all know avocado is a fruit. Strawberries. Strawberries are a stellar source of vitamin C. Rhubarb, watermelon, peaches. I mean, there's cantaloupe, blackberries. There's so much here. Low-carb meats and fish, chicken drumsticks. They said if you like if you want to put the keep it with the skin, you know, you can cook it for flavor and then feel it, you know, when you're eating it. Ground turkey, pork tenderloins. On top of plenty of muscle-friendly protein, pork tenderloin is a very good source of thiamine, a vitamin B, which is needed to make the energy you need. See, now this says sirloin steak. You know what? And it's true. I Grill knows this. I just never, ever order sirloin steak. I don't buy it. And it says right here, this cut of beef is one of the leaner options at the supermarket, but it makes a smart way to get your fill of protein with zero carbohydrates. It tastes particularly well to marinades, which serves to tenderize the meat flavor. Red meat, like sirloin beef, is a natural source of creatine that's much beloved. It's a much beloved compound that can help you show off your strength at the gym. Roast beef. Believe it or not, the highly absorbable form of iron in beef can help jazz up your muscles. Bison, low-carb dairy, Gruyere cheese. I love Gruyere cheese. This curd cheese is a top.
How much more of this healthy stuff do we have?
A little bit more.
Okay.
You can cut her off anytime you want. I've heard this all.
You've heard enough? Gruyere cheese? Okay, I'm done.
Don't think that I don't know this stuff. Who do you think actually reads labels?
I know you do.
And actually cheese is great. You can have cheese. You know, if you can find cheeses that are not too high in fat and stuff like that, no carbs.
Did you say cheese is great?
Yeah.
I know you can great
it's
cheese.
It's a low-carb diet.
You know that?
It's a low-carb diet, yeah. But
You didn't hear my joke.
I don't listen to your jokes. That's all. I don't listen to your jokes.
All right, Laurie, how many more healthy things would you like to talk about?
Well, I just want to add one more. Butter, believe it or not. Butter substitutes like margarine and vegetable shortening can adversely affect your bad cholesterol levels, increasing your risk of cardiovascular disease to a far greater degree than the saturated fat in butter. And eggs. Eggs are really good. Cottage cheese, yogurt.
Well,
okay,
not for your cholesterol, they're not. I mean, eggs are not good for your cholesterol.
Well, believe it or not, it says, I'll go back. We talked about that. I had to scroll down and scroll up. The protein in eggs is considered of higher quality than what's found in any other whole food. Canadian scientists recently discovered that eggs are a surprisingly good source of antioxidant to help mop up those cell-damaging free radicals. For the cholesterol, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know. But I love my eggs.
All right, can I change?
I love eggs
now?
Too, but I'm cutting them down because I'm lowering my cholesterol too.
Can I we talk for 20 minutes about healthy. Can I switch gears here for a minute?
Sure.
Go ahead, right. Talk about bacon, whatever you like.
Have you heard about the recall in Colorado for these lollipops that are made out of marijuana?
No.
There's a company in Colorado who makes edibles. They call them medibles, actually, but they're edible marijuana. And it was a recall because it had some kind of bacteria in it because, of course, they are all natural, et cetera, but they had a big recall. But I didn't realize that how big a business this edible, medible marijuana is. They have peanut butter cups that literally, they say, taste just like a Reese's peanut butter cup. And they're sold. Guess what they charge? $25 a piece for them. The THC levels in one of these peanut butter cups, it takes roughly 30 minutes to a full hour to reach its maximum effect. But then people are actually remember that you see mushrooms, these wild mushrooms? Well, people are then getting like extremely high on these edibles. Because I guess the THC, when it goes into your stomach, it affects you completely different than smoking marijuana. But I didn't know this was such a big deal, but it's a big, big deal in California, too. So these people are getting their medical marijuana through candy. And it's not really regulated. So there's a big deal going on in both Colorado, California, Oregon. They're trying to come up with new standards on edible medibles with marijuana. So I guess that's kind of a healthy story because people say they do it because it's medical marijuana, but I think it's just...
Yeah, but do you think that maybe they're doing this recall because of all the politicos that didn't want to make marijuana legal?
Probably.
And now they're finding a way to deny people their, I guess, right to use it.
Well, I think it's what's weird about it is these people have actually twisted the law to put extreme high amount of this particular peanut butter cup, as I was mentioning, has 250 milligrams of pure THC. And I don't know the equation, but it's something like the same as like 10 marijuana cigarettes in one of these peanut butter cups.
Oh, goodness.
And then when it goes into your system, it just zaps you. So, yeah, probably, Brian, you're right. They're trying to make it.
I want to know where these were when I was on my sugar binge last year, which pushed my sugar levels too high. I could have used them.
Yeah, so there's 10 times it's 10 times that of a marijuana cigarette. So it's like smoking 10 marijuana cigarettes, eating one peanut butter cup. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, and the facts on eggs are 187 milligrams of cholesterol, which is 62% of your daily allotment of cholesterol in one egg. So they're pretty high.
Okay.
But
like you said, it depends on if you have to watch your cholesterol. My dad ate an egg every single day of his entire life. I'm telling you, it's the truth. Almost every single day of his entire life, he didn't produce the cholesterol. He didn't have a problem. He got rest of soul. He lived to be almost 89. His cholesterol and sugar, it was amazing. It just, you know, so he was able to do that.
Some people can process it and some people can't.
Exactly, you know,
That's just the thing. So people that, you know, and I think that probably under normal circumstances I process pretty well, but I, you know, things got high. So
right.
I have to deal with it as I am not processing it.
Right.
So no matter what you tell me on how good things are for you, they're not going to necessarily be good for me at this point.
For you. Right, or others, like certain people, like you said. You know, it depends on, you know, on health issues, what you can and can't eat.
Yeah. I ate steak this week, but I didn't eat a lot of it.
I mean, here's an example. I can't eat peppermint without breaking into hives. And I can eat some, but not a whole lot of it. And it's true. And so, you know, everybody would say, I could say, don't eat peppermint because it makes you break out in hives. Not everybody's system is different. And according to Dr. Grillion, it all depends upon your system, your heredity, your genes,
mm-hmm.
the lifestyle, your exercise, what have you. And everybody's different. So it's just like you always say, drink whatever you want to drink when it comes to wine. You just have to monitor your own system. Everybody's system is different. That's my take.
Yep.
Hey, sweet. This is kind of a healthy story, I guess. Sweet and low. Do you use sweet and low, Brian? That's a good question.
No. First of all, I don't put sugar in my coffee, so thank God I don't have to worry about using that crap. I don't like the taste of any of them. Splendid.
Well, I only
sweet
like
low,
sweet and low. I don't like deep,
saccharin,
don't like deep,
you know,
all that crap. But I like sweet. I mean, Laurie, how many packets of sweet and low do you think I use on a daily basis?
Well, let's see. You put two in your coffee, and you have about four cups. So there you go, right there. Then you have iced tea, and you put two in your iced tea. So there you go. I mean, we go through the. I don't use it. I don't put sugar in my coffee either. Yeah, a lot. Now that I think about it, did you ever count them? You should probably count them.
No, I'm not, and I'm like a laboratory rat. If they went back and checked me out for the last, 20 years, I'd be a good example of what happens to people when they eat sweet and low. But the reason I bring this up, it was all originally 60 years ago, was developed by these gentlemen in New York. They're shutting down their New York City operation because the cost of packaging, cost of manufacturing, the cost of labor has gotten so high that they just cannot make it in New York anymore. So they're pulling up their stakes after 60 years in New York and moving their jobs elsewhere and the operation to other states that are cheaper. But when I was reading this article, I found this kind of interesting how it all started. Benjamin Eisenstadt founded Sweet and Low. After starting with a company that filled tea bags, he had an idea. Sugar could also be put in individual packets. An unheard-of thought in the late 1940s, when restaurants used only bowls and glass dispensers for sugar. But Eisenstadt didn't patent his idea, poor guy. And after that, every other sugar company started putting sugar in packets. Yeah. That led Eisenstadt and his son in 1957 to develop a new product to put into packets, a low-calorie sugar alternative using saccharin that they called Sweet and Low. And by the way, we talked about this before, but each one of those things is different. Equals made with something. I forget what it's made out of now, one of the other sugars. But Sweet and Low is actually saccharin. Remember when they said saccharin was going to kill us all? Way
uh-huh.
back when? Remember little tiny saccharin pills or those little tiny things you used to put in your iced tea? Anyway, these guys developed Sweet and Low. The product is still made on antiquated machines in New York till the end of this year. And they're going to be moving all these little machines over. And these people also make sugar in the raw. You've probably seen that, little brown packets. And they also make stevia in the raw. But they're moving operation out of New York because it costs too much to manufacture, and the labor unions there have made it so it's just too costly to make it there. So that's kind of a healthy story, I think. Sweet and low.
Here's a little tidbit on my food saver. You know,
yeah.
Our good friend, Mr. Bill, who hopefully is listening to the show. He usually tries or says that he can't get it, and he has to listen to the replay. And you know how he loves to tell a story. Well,
yeah.
He's proceeded to tell me about everything that they put in the food saver. So if anybody wants to go to my wall and read Mr. Bill's comment on my food saver, I hope they have a half an hour to read it. Thanks,
that's
Mr. Bill, wherever you are.
Oh, that's cute. I'm
not getting
Bill.
A food saver, I'll tell you. I don't think we have Tupperware and stuff, and I'm really not picking on your food saver. It's just when I saw it, I'm like, what does Brian need a food saver for? But it's not for us.
Well,
but
like
I get
said,
it
maybe
now.
To help
you buy bulk, and you cook it, and then you eat it all week. I don't want to eat something all week. So, yeah, I'm portioning it out, whether it's portion control or I'm just making portions that I use whenever I want to use them. Yeah. I mean, because, look, if I go, I have one place that I like to go for meat. And if I buy a bulk piece of meat, it's a bulk piece of meat. It's not prepackaged into a million pieces that are way too big to use. And I butcher it. Like if I buy New York strip for, like, let's say $6.99 a pound, all right?
Right.
I buy a piece of meat and I butcher it into the sizes that I like. This way, now I can put them in the food saver and not worry about 6 months from now, they're going to have freezer burn.
Okay.
They won't, right?
Okay.
And it's not $400. It's not a $400 machine. So there.
Speaking of meat, we had venison also, which I didn't take a photograph, but we had that the other, and it was fantastic. I actually put it on the grill and smoked it for an hour. Then I seared it on both sides. Then I threw it in a pot in the oven with potatoes and carrots and onions. Oh yeah. And then it cooked for about 4 hours. And it came out tasting fantastic. The key to it was you have to soak venison. I did it overnight in vinegar and water and salt. I think that's why. I mean, Mari, it had zero gamey taste. It actually tastes like roast beef, right?
It tasted just like roast beef. Yep. It was not gamey anyway.
A little dry. I think when I seared that killed a little bit of it, but it turned out excellent. I love living in a neighborhood where we have hunters who bring us food. We're like,
look at our neighbor who called us the butcher. Look at our neighbor.
Yeah, we're like pilgrims though. We came to the New World and don't have any hunting skills, and then the Indians bring us food. So that's what it's like living here.
Amazing.
Cavemen learned to hunt with their clubs. So I don't know where. I guess you didn't. I guess you weren't in school that day.
No, I wasn't. I'm not a hunter. I'm not a clubber. I just wait.
Neither am I.
I just wait for the.
I'm not a hunter either.
All right, we're out of time. There's 2 minutes left. Thank you for joining us, and I think Brian will get over his dislike for bacon. And
no, I think you'll get over. I think you'll get over your obsession with trying to shove it down my throat.
I'm not trying to shove it down your throat. show will be on again next Sunday, I think. And join us. And thank you for supporting us each and every week. And Brian, you got 30 seconds. You got anything else you want to add?
I have absolutely nothing I want to add.
Good. Laurie, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Just have a wonderful week ahead, everybody.
Yes, and as Brian always says, miles all around. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
smiles all around.